ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a topic that is a very hot topic today amongst religious people in general, as well as scholars who investigate into religious matters, philosophers, theologians, these kind of people. That is the question of religious pluralism. This question wasn't so important in the past because there wasn't a lot of contact between the adherents of various faiths, at least to the extent that it is today. And that's why we usually categorize this problem within the science known as New Theology, as opposed to previous, theology, old theology, or traditional theology, which took it for granted in the sense that it was a kind of an assumption in theology that Islam is the religion, you know, and there is no acceptable form of religious pluralism at all. So this is, you know, a question that has come up today, and, you know, a lot of people are interested in it. Sometimes people ask, what does Islam say about this? You know, obviously we can approach this subject from various angles, from an intellectual point of view and from a rational point of view. We can also approach it from a kind of a more traditional and religious point of view. Examine what do the Hadith and the Quran say about this, you know. So there are certain verses in the Holy Quran which are kind of very, very apparent and very adamantly kind of staunchly say that no, any other religion besides Islam, if it's followed, at least, you know, following and subsequent to the advent of Islam, won't be accepted from this person. Should anyone follow a religion other than Islam, the Quran says, it shall never be accepted from him. Right? Kind of very, very, very apparent and very explicitly mentioned, the fact that, you know, it's not going to be accepted from a person. You know, now, of course, there's discussions, you know, here, whether this is applicable to those people who have never been invited to Islam, have never heard the call of Islam, or as general, even those people who have never heard of it, you know, regardless of whether they made the effort to do so or they didn't. You know, so this is kind of a touchy subject. It should be examined in its own place. In a very beautiful hadith, it's been narrated. This hadith is in Al-Kafi. That Ali ibn Abi Hamza, one of the narrators of hadith, narrated from Abu Basir, another narrator, who said, I heard him asking Abu Abdullah, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, may I be sacrificed for you? Please inform me about the religion that Allah has obligated upon his servants, the religion that they cannot afford to be ignorant of, and that the only religion that will be accepted from them. Why? What is it? The Imam alayhi salam replied, bearing witness that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, establishing the prayer, praying the alms tax, pilgrimage to the house for those who are able to do so, fasting the month of Ramadan. These were the things the Imam mentioned. Then the Imam momentarily paused and then repeated twice, and divide guardianship for the divinely appointed Imams al-Wilaya. He mentioned this twice, right? So these are, Imam alludes to the basic pillars of Islamic faith, as well as the most important pillars, practical pillars and of Islamic practice. The Imam explicitly mentions these, and it reinforces that there is explicitly mentions that Islam is the only correct religion, at least posterior and subsequent to the advent of Islam. Thank you for joining us here. On The Key, we were looking at religious pluralism in the light of the Quran and Hadith. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.